You are tuned in to Faith City Outreach with Marina Maria, the founder of Global Gospel Worship Radio. Marina interviews local pastors and global leaders, sharing their testimonies and the work they're doing for the Lord. In Matthew 6:33, Jesus reminds us, "Seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." We hope this program will encourage you to do just that. Now here's your host, Marina Maria.
Welcome to Faith City Outreach, where Christian pastors and global leaders are interviewed. This is Marina Maria with today's special guest, Louis Huber, who is a chapter leader at John Birch Society. Thank you, Louis, for being on Faith City Outreach to speak about election integrity.
Well, thank you, Marina, and thank you for having me on your program.
What does John Birch Society believe in?
Well, we believe in the principles of Americanism as embodied in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. We were endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And to secure these rights, governments were instituted. In other words, we believe that our rights came from God. And because of that, only God can take them away. And we also believe that the proper function of government is limited to protecting those rights that are embodied in the Constitution. We believe in traditional moral values as espoused in Judeo-Christian principles, the Ten Commandments, if you will. We also believe in the free market system, that the government should stay out of the business place and out of the economy. We believe that we should promote the idea of Americanism as opposed to globalism, which is becoming more and more prevalent and is being espoused through the Green New Deal and the climate change agenda. And we believe in the worth of the individual. We believe that everybody is equal and that they should be judged on the content of their character, the way they conduct themselves in the world.
We know there was election fraud in the 2020 U.S. presidential election, and it has caused people to be distrustful towards voting again and towards our political system too.
Yes, that's true. There was a great deal of fraud in 2020, and it is provable. Dr. Douglas Frank, who is a member of the John Birch Society, has been tireless in exposing this fraud. We know that because of his research, we know that in 2020, or in 2022, I should say, there were 350 counties in which there were more registered voters than the people who were actually eligible to vote based on citizenship and age requirements. So that was a source of fraud. Also, he has proven that the mail-in ballots are a major source of fraud. He has been able to show that in almost every county in the United States, before the election, there's a huge number of ineligible ballots or registrations injected into the system. And then shortly after the election, those gradually disappear, so that it's very hard to prove the fraud. But he's done a lot of analysis of the voter records, and he can show the fraud, most of which are dead voters. Hard to vote when you're dead, and people who have moved to another district. So in his voter analysis records, he has identified likely fraud, and then he sends out teams of canvassers to those addresses where there are multiple voters, like maybe two sets, like a husband and wife, or two husbands and two wives, different ages usually, and it's not likely that those would both be residing in the same household. So he sends someone out to that household, and in many cases, the people who live there don't know at least one of the couples who was registered there or who sent in a ballot from that area. I personally did some canvassing after the 2020 election, and in the about 20 houses that I visited, there was one address, from which a mail-in ballot was sent that was a vacant lot. There was one that was a church. There was one evidence of ballot harvesting. There were some duplicate ballots, same name, same age, but something different about the name, like the middle initial. So those were obviously duplicates. And then there were several cases where the person who answered the door said that he had lived there for several years, but didn't know any of the names from which ballots had come from that address. So that's just what I saw in one day. So Dr. Frank has been able to identify a lot of fraud. And he is tireless. He goes from county to county trying to expose this. And his ultimate goal is to get back to the point where only same-day voting will be done. Shasta County, California, is an example of that. They are going back to paper ballots to be counted and voted on Election Day.
What does he do with the proven results of fraud?
What do they do with them?
Right.
They go to, well, what he's been doing and what he did in Shasta County was to go to the Board of Supervisors and say, hey, we've identified this fraud. What are you going to do about it? Mm-hmm. And he takes the 50 best examples he can find. Mm-hmm. And they say, well, that's only 50. That's not enough to make a difference or to overturn the election. And he says, well, you know, every fraudulent vote cancels out one legitimate vote. So maybe you'd like to give up your vote and those of 49 members of your staff. Well, that makes them think. So then he goes back a month later and with another 50 cases, he reads those into the public record. And these meetings are often streamed so that people can see what's going on. So he goes back with 50 more examples. And by this time, more people are becoming aware. When he goes back the third time, he makes sure there are people picketing outside and say, give us back our vote, or, you know, whatever. And using that mechanism, he was able to overturn Shasta County, California. So that's a big feather in his cap, and that's what he's trying to do all over the country, go back to paper ballots to be cast on Election Day.
God bless his work.
Yes.
And God protect him.
He has. And I'm on a committee that's helping him here in Maricopa County. And it's not necessarily a John Birch Society committee, but it promotes the values of the John Birch Society. So that's why I got involved with that.
Please share and briefly explain the 9 ways John Birch Society is encouraging the community to restore elections.
Okay. We believe that voters should be involved in the voting process. In other words, at election centers, there should be people there from both parties who are monitoring the election process. We believe that ballots should be, or voting should be restricted to paper ballots and should be hand counted or electronically scanned. We think that it is necessary to abolish early voting. We need to abolish same-day registration and abolish ballot harvesting. We also believe that mail-in ballots, unless there's a reason, like a medical reason or the person being out of state on Election Day, that mail-in ballots should be eliminated. And we are very much opposed to the Motor Vehicle Act and the Help America Vote Act.
What is that about?
Okay, those were both measures or laws now that were passed by Congress. The Motor Vehicle Act allows for voter registration when a person applies for a driver's license. And because of that, almost anybody can get a driver's license. So almost everybody is allowed to vote. And people should be citizens of a country to be afforded that privilege. And the Help America Vote Act is just more legislation to get more people on the voter rolls. So we have many illegal people on the voter rolls who should not be.
And have they been voting for many years?
I'm not sure exactly when those were enacted, probably since 2000. So quite a few years, yes, that illegal people have been voting, have been allowed to vote. They're only allowed to vote on a federal ballot, which is just national elections, basically for the president. But we all agree that's a very important one.
So everything that you're abolishing is really because it is going to support election integrity.
Right. That's correct.
Okay. Avoiding fraud, in other words.
Yes.
Okay.
So on the state level, we should be appealing to our, well, not just appealing to, but demanding that our legislators nullify, which means to not enforce any edict which has come down from the federal government, which is unconstitutional. Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution gives Congress certain powers that they may do. And if they step outside those bounds, it is not constitutional. So we're demanding that state legislators nullify anything that comes down from the federal government that is not constitutional. So the Motor Vehicle Act and the HAVA Act, Help America Vote Act, should both be nullified by the state legislatures and not enforced.
And is there another one too?
Voter ID. Very, very important. And interestingly enough, in Arizona, we just did pass a legislation, and it was not only passed by the legislature, but was signed into law by our governor, who is very liberal, to allow for signature verification, which is so important. When voters check in at the voter location, they should sign, or if they mail in a ballot, their signature is on it, is on the envelope, and that signature should be verified that they are actually the voter, and the signature is compared with the signature on their voter registration.
So I know you have, there's observers and we have other volunteer workers working at the election polls. Are they screened?
Yes, they have to be registered voters.
Okay.
And there should be one from each political party, each of the two political parties.
And is there somebody also supervising them?
There is an inspector who is paid at each ballot location. The observers also go through a training. You know, it's not extremely complicated, but, you know, what to watch for in terms of irregularities. An example is in Arizona in 2022. Many of the ballot printers didn't work that day, and some of them, even if the ballot was printed, wouldn't go through the tabulator. So those were sources of concern, and poll observers did report those to the proper authorities. Mm-hmm. But in many cases, it was too late to actually give all the voters a chance to vote before the polls closed.
Your pamphlets mention that the majority of the steps needed to restore elections can be implemented through our state legislative by calling our state representative and senators and pressure them to implement the steps. So you're saying we don't have to wait on Congress?
Well, no. Like I said, Congress should not be part of the election, should not make any determinations about our voting process. And we should go to our state legislators to implement the legislation we need and to nullify those acts from Congress that are unconstitutional.
So what's the step that we should take to contact them? Just by phone?
Calling them, emailing them, writing letters. Those still work. So When I go to meetings where there is someone running for office, I mention those things. What is your position on this? And then there's a dialogue develops and everybody can know how he feels about it. And, you know, who is not in favor of election integrity unless you want to cheat?
Right.
Well, one of the things the John Birch Society does, we print up in our magazine, which is published twice a month, twice annually, we print up what we call the Freedom Index, which is an analysis of how every congressman, every representative, U.S. representative, and senator votes based on their adherence to the Constitution. In other words, there will be 10 votes analyzed with an explanation of each vote and what was the proper vote for a congressman who wants to vote with the Constitution. So we have many congressmen, well, I shouldn't say many, we'd like to see many, who have 100% that they always vote with the Constitution. We have some who have zero, who never vote with the Constitution. In other words, they're voting a Marxist agenda. So that is now also available on the state level so that voters can go into thefreedomindex.org and look at and actually print the voting records, not only of their representatives in Congress, but of their local legislators. It's a good campaigning tool for those who are doing well. They can show the voters that, look, I've voted 80% of the time with the Constitution. Some of them have 100. They're just getting used to it. This is new on the state level, so they're just getting used to it, and they're not used to thinking in terms of the Constitution when they vote. You know, too many of us now think and vote and think in terms of our freedom, in terms of our feelings, rather mm-hmm. than we use our feelings rather than our intellect mm-hmm. to vote. And, you know, we need to be thinking of what's good for the country. And this is how we can show people, the voters. So it's a good campaigning tool. It's a good tool to put representatives, to make them aware of how they're doing. And if they want to improve, you know, they'd like to see their score going up each time.
That's true. What would you say to people who that are distrustful of voting again and they say, you know, I don't want to vote because of the fraud that happened in the last election?
Yes.
That their vote is not going to count.
Right.
What would you say?
There are a lot of people who believe that. I was just out doing some, you know, talking with people in their neighborhoods last week, and a gentleman said, well, I'm not going to vote anymore because mm-hmm. my vote doesn't count. Nobody pays any attention, and the system is so fraudulent. So I encourage them to be active and to, you know, to follow up with their legislators, to demand action that they need to get involved. You know, the price of freedom is that we take individual responsibility.
Right. It's our responsibility, each and
exactly.
every one of us.
So,
and going back to God, God sees everything and he knows, or he wants us to be responsible for our actions. He wants us to vote.
That's right.
And it counts. It counts
right.
for him.
Right.
And it's going to count for the world too. I mean, what if, and I don't know how many votes a candidate has to have in order to win, but what if they were short by 2 votes and you could have given them that, or even just short by 1 vote, you could have given them that vote just by you voting, but you didn't vote. So right. then someone else gets in office and they're really not a candidate who has integrity.
That's right. One vote can make such a difference. Mm-hmm. We see in Arizona, or the gentleman who ran for attorney general lost by, I think it was 298 votes. I don't remember the exact number. But he later found like several thousand votes that hadn't been counted. So he's had that in the court system since the election of 22. He's had that in the court system for all this time, and they keep finding ways to delay it. But, you know, if just in many cases, a few votes, and I've heard of cases where it did come down to a difference of one vote.
Exactly.
So it is important for everybody to vote. And that's one of the things that in Arizona we're going to be, and I think probably all over the country, we're going to be calling, they call it chasing the vote. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be, individuals, volunteers are going to be calling everyone. They'll have a way of monitoring whether people have voted yet. Mm-hmm. And so as the election gets closer, we see you haven't voted yet. Just would like to encourage you to vote and, you know, tell them how much their vote matters.
Yes, every vote matters. God wants us to take responsibility. And even though, like you said, we're not going to vote by feelings or emotions, mm-hmm. we're going to vote for what God wants and his beliefs. Whoever they vote for, that they vote for someone who is most aligned with God's beliefs and most mm-hmm. aligned with God's values.
Right. And God never intended us to be supported by other people. Mm-hmm. He intended for us to take individual responsibility. Mm-hmm. So when I see many people who, you know, they're all for taking responsibility unless it's a program that benefits them. And then they say, well, you know, like Medicare or Social Security. And I do acknowledge that, you know, people have paid into Social Security, but it's a system that was fraudulent from the beginning. It completely negates individual responsibility. Medicare as well. Being involved in healthcare was not one of the powers listed to the federal government. It should be taken care of at the local level or by the people.
Right. And if we just look at his word and vote for somebody that's according to his word, his values and his beliefs, we can't go wrong, right?
Right.
Because that includes every one of us.
Right. Right. In so many cases, people will vote for the person who promises to satisfy their needs.
Or for personality.
Right. And this is the basic problem with a democracy, which is based on majority rule. We're a republic, mm-hmm. not a democracy.
Right.
And our government is based on laws, and that law is the Constitution. So we should be following it to the letter, just as we should be following God's law to the letter and not making up our own interpretations.
Exactly. Louie, where can they go for more information about the John Birch Society?
Well, we do have a website, jbs.org, which has information on all of our programs, all of our speakers, all of our pamphlets and literature that we produce. There's also thenewamerican.com. The New American is our magazine. We have a daily, Monday through Friday, podcast, The New American Daily, that people can watch. And then there's also the freedomindex.org that individuals can go to that website and print up copies of the Freedom Index and the congressional scorecards, which are the state scorecards for legislators.
Is there any other important information that you'd like to say, Louie, that we have left out?
Well, I would like to get back to the John Birch Society and just mention that we are not only an information organization, but an action organization. The Society prints a monthly bulletin that discusses current issues and how we can implement them in our chapters or individually. So again, our motto for the John Birch Society is less government, more responsibility, and with God's help, a better world.
Thank you for listening to Global Gospel Worship Radio with Marina Maria, where all the nations praise the Lord with Christian international music and radio programs. For more information about our radio ministry, please go to globalgospelworshipradio.org. And now we'd like to bless you with this scripture from Numbers 6, 24 through 26. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Thanks for listening.